Okay. So what about Kim? Does Kim know?
She
She's
knew
not
we were
here
having a meeting,
today.
but she couldn't count. I'm sorry. It's my audio.
Yeah, Miss Kim's out today.
Oh, okay. Right, so y'all wanted to discuss the classified salary schedule. I guess I missed something.
You sent me an email and said we needed to have a meeting. There was an issue with the contract.
Right, Miss Reyes had phone calls saying that this is not what was agreed on. I guess I'm confused.
Oh, I didn't know anything about that.
I had a question on the on this the stipend schedule that got sent out, this last one, on the part you highlighted about employees are only eligible for one pay stipend.
Hit the classified.
Say it again.
I believe that was just a classified on this pay increase with the raise as well. It was going to just be one side of it and a 30% raise.
Yeah, I think what he's asking about is if you're a say like if you're a teacher like Matt, a certified staff member, and
Oh.
you have a classified contract being a bus driver, do you get both?
Oh,
Is
okay.
that what you're asking?
Yes, that's the question.
Well, I don't really remember ever. Hang on, let me let BJ in. I don't know why I made a waiting room. Sorry about that. BJ, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So we started talking about why we were meeting, and it was basically because I guess there's some confusion on if you're a certified staff member like Matt, Greg Evans,
Steven Sherrod, Mr. Sherrod, Mr.
Daniel
Stein.
Stein, Mr. Sherrod, maybe just those four. I can't remember. Anyway, if you're a certified staff member and you say you drive a bus, okay, do you get the stipend that that we agreed upon for both contracts? That makes sense, BJ? So that's our question, and that's all we've got to so far. So I don't remember discussing that, but now that's not to say that we didn't. So what's your thoughts? Did Matt, do you feel like we did discuss that?
No, I don't think that was actually ever brought up and talked about. If it would have, I would have had the question then of why wouldn't they get that? If you've got a contract, you get a separate paycheck, you're doing the job that any other bus driver does that's not a certified employee, and they get it. It doesn't interfere with your time that you have to put in on your certified pay schedule or your contract or whatever. You don't have to. So I was just curious as to why that they didn't get that.
That's probably just how I worded it on there. Rhea and I did discuss that, and I told her to put that on there to for adoption. But I'm not opposed to that. I mean, it is two separate jobs, basically. So I'm not opposed to that. Does anybody else have discussion or anything they want to add or discuss about it? Man, you guys are quiet.
Everybody's tired. It's
Everybody's
Monday,
excited to be here on
remember?
Monday, aren't they?
I
I will say, I mean, especially these bus drivers that's been here the longest. And I know we talked about this last week, and I probably didn't say as much as maybe I should have. I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't, but some of these bus drivers that have been here, and not just bus drivers, but anybody basically that's been here over that 15-year mark, is already taking a pretty big hit on their pay. Some of these bus drivers that have been here 20 plus years would have been getting 2,000 for their loyalty, 2,000 for their experience, went to 2,000 only for their experience, and the pay increase on a 3% for a bus driver is about $250. So they lost, well, you might say $1,700 there. If that makes sense. I
Yeah.
know there's not a lot of them. I get that. There's not a lot of them. And a lot of people that have been here, 15 years and less, probably usually the best I could figure anyway, the 11 to 15 year mark, about everybody broke even within 50, $60. So your 1 to 10 year people did get a little bit of a raise, not just a whole lot, but some of your people that's actually put in a lot of time here took a big hit.
But the raise is going to be permanent, and the stipend could end. You could only get one stipend, but
Yes,
the
it
raise
could.
is.
It could very well. I see that, and I do get that. But somebody like, say, some of our bus drivers that's been here for 20 something years would have been getting $4,000 total. Now they're going to 2,200 total. Just a couple years of that stipend would outweigh that raise for many years to come.
Most people probably don't realize this, but did you know that when Ozark Mountain went to a 4-day week, their pay didn't go down. They
Sure.
basically got the same pay to work 4 days a week that they were working five. So, that's where everybody else had to increase their hours per day. That was decided before I got here. I'm not ever going to go back and try to touch that. That's not, bus drivers deserve more money. I 100% agree. And I don't want to be that guy that says, well, you're only working 4 days instead of five, but you're being paid for five. So that's one thing to remember on that part of it. I do see what you're saying, especially some of the folks that have been here a long time. Teachers kind of got that same slap in the face, basically. Say a Kim Gilley had been here for forever. State gave their mandated teacher raise of from 36 to 50,000, and then everybody else that was already at 50,000 had to get a minute had to get 2,000. So your teachers like the Kim Gilleys of the world got 2,000, whereas say a Miss Wojcik went from 36 to 50.
Right.
Not fair at all. I mean,
But
but
everybody did increase, is what I'm getting at. Everybody did increase. And here, the people that's been here are not increasing. They're actually decreasing. I know it's because of a stipend, and a stipend can be taken away, but they actually lost money, is what.
with a 3% raise and a stipend, they lost money.
Well, with the 3%, well, they lost what they could have. With the two stipends they could have got, somebody could have been getting 2,000 for their experience and then 2,000 for their loyalty. So that would have been a $4,000 increase. But when you take the
The
flip side for that, you go from
only way,
no. The only way
2,000
that they
down to
would,
1,500.
the only way that they would lose money is if they were planning on retiring soon. But with the raise, they'll end up making up in the long run. But if they're planning like Kim Willis, if she's possibly going to retire, Leanne Turney, or Becky, if somebody's going to retire soon, then they would lose money. But as in the long run, the raise would be better, and it'd be better for everybody else because the people that hadn't been here very long, they would not get any increase at all. I mean, they get a stipend, and that's it. And more than likely, it's just going to be 1 year.
The day of the meeting, they said we had to choose between a stipend or a raise, and we needed to decide before that meeting because otherwise it was going to be tabled for the next month before contracts went out. And so we just kind of were thinking if we did a happy medium between the two, both the stipend and the raise,
It would
it would
help.
help everybody,
Yes.
and we would have a decision made before that night's
And
meeting.
the ones that we have talked to that's going to lose money on the stipend part, but if they plan on retiring, that's where they'll lose, if they're going to retire soon. But if not, they're pleased with it. I mean, if they're not pleased with it, they're not telling me that. And I've talked to Leanne Turney. I haven't talked to Kim Willis, but from what
She voted for it.
She voted for it, and what Leanne Turney told me, that she was okay with it. But it all depends. If they're going to retire soon, then yes, it was a bad deal for them. For those that's going to retire soon, but if they're going to stay for several more years, the raise is going to be a bigger outcome.
Well, and I'll be, to flip that to the certified part, I don't think there's a superintendent in the state that would have given a $14,000 raise to teachers. I mean, that's like without the state funding it. There's just no way. Because I want to say it cost, like, the funding they sent to us was like $450,000, give or take 10. I can't remember the exact number, but and then they gave nothing for classified. So, and like I said at the last meeting, you guys, we can't have school without classified staff. I mean, it just will not work.
Right.
And I hope I was fair and everything about this. The teachers only got the stipend. They didn't get any kind of step increase. And I do truly believe once the district runs more efficiently, and you can take that and however that's you want to take that, but we're way overstaffed. I mean, we are way overstaffed across this district. And if we can ever get that down to where it's closer to what we're funded for, I have told the board, I'm putting this on a recording. Of course, I won't be here, but so it may not matter. But you get this district running more efficiently, our classified staff is the first place that money should go to. And I have told the board that and told the board that. And truthfully, they agree with that. They agree. I was at Bucky's this weekend. I don't know if y'all have ever been to a Bucky's. Starting salary there is $18 an hour. I mean, there's people that maintain the bathrooms make $20 an hour. We're paying our people, and I know it's more expensive to live in Hillsboro, Texas than it is here, but it is ridiculous. But I can't justify doing both the loyalty and years of experience stipend and a 3% raise. So I thought this was a good medium, but I will, Matt, if somebody wants to make a motion to amend the classified salary schedule to include, trying to think how to word that, where you can get both. If you're a certified teacher driving a bus, you can get both stipends. I'm not opposed to that.
I mean, I'll make the motion if I can make the motion. I'll make the motion that both you should receive both if you're doing both jobs and you got both of those contracts signed.
We have a second?
Thank you.
Wendy, second?
The only thing I see about the like what Matt's talking about on the bus driving and the certified and the classified is that the classified are to, I mean, the certified are to stay to a certain length of time, but they're leaving to do their like the classified bus routes and stuff. And every time I've tried and do a sub route or something like that, and if it's on my time, I'll get called out on double dipping, which I'm not because I fill out papers, but I stay longer. And so, I mean, I'm, that's the only thing. I'm sorry.
I wonder if some of us are talking about two separate things. Because what I was thinking was
I know
the
what
question is what I thought Matt was asking is the teachers will still get their two stipends, years of experience and district. And then if they were a bus driver as well, they would just get one side of that stipend for the classified.
No, that's not what
Is that
they
not what the question was?
can either they have to take the if they're getting a certified stipend, they don't qualify for the classified.
Oh, I never realized that. I thought it was just a choice between your
Well,
experience.
I misunderstood that too, but I understood what he was saying.
Oh, sorry.
I
I
understood
learned
that.
that. Okay. I assumed they would get three stipends.
Because that's kind of like double dipping, I guess, in a way. But I mean, if that's what I get called on, I've
Well,
got.
it's not really double dipping because it is two separate contracts.
Right.
And teacher school day ends, starts and ends. I mean, they got a bell, especially the high school teachers. They got a bell, you know,
Yeah.
750 or to 408 or whatever it is.
Yeah, the way I understood it, they couldn't leave until right around 4:30 is why I understood teacher on. But I mean, I may be wrong on that, but Mr. Lewis, I have got to go get my physical for the bus. I've got an appointment at 9:15 at Harrison. I need to leave.
Okay, let's go ahead and vote for this then. We have a motion and a second. Is everybody in favor? Who's in favor of amending the classified salary schedule? Any opposed? Or
I
motion?
guess, yeah, I am.
Okay. So we got one, two, three. Three, four. Amber, are you for or against?
Can I just decline on the vote because I am having
If you
confusion?
abstain, it's the same thing as no, but we can write you down as an abstain.
Oh my goodness.
Just if you, yeah, just go ahead and just abstain if you don't, if you
Okay,
want.
I don't
I
know the
mean,
makeup of this exactly, so I'm just gonna not vote if that's okay. I just because I'm not understanding exactly what's happening.
okay, well, I'll tell you what, then let's do this. Okay. I think, let's see, we got one, two, three. BJ, were you four?
Yeah.
Four. I'm four. That's five. So we have five, four, one opposed, one abstain. So it passes. I will take that to the school board at the May meeting. And tell them we discussed that. I mean, we're basically only talking to them just a handful of people. So I'm not, and it is two separate contracts. Any other business? We have a motion to adjourn.
Yes, please.
Amber, has got a second?
Aye.
I'll second it.
Matt, second. All in favor?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.